We continue our learning Le'ili Nishmas, Davi ben Menachem, Shem Nechem Yaakov, and Pinchas Eliyo. We are in Yevamos, Perek Zayin, Mishneh Daled. Now, our Mishneh is going to give us a list of people who are postlin velo ma'achilin, which means, relates to Mishnayos we've discussed already. What it means is that if they, they have a Bas Kohen, so these men will disqualify a Bas Kohen from eating Truma, because the mere fact that she lived with them. And on the other hand, if they are Kohanim and she's a Bas Yisrael, v'lo ma'achilin, they will not allow, by virtue of them being a Kohen, it still will not allow Bas Yisrael to eat Truma. So the Mishnah gives us a list of them. Ha'ubar, as we mentioned in the previous Mishnah, where you have an Ubar, a woman is pregnant. Let's say you have a case where a Bas Yisrael marries a Kohen, or a Bas Kohen marries Yisrael. The husband passes away and leaves her pregnant. Then we'll explain the details of that in a moment. V'ha'yavam, and that's a case where you have a Yavam who's a Yisrael, and a Bas Kohen has a Yibum bond, a Zukuka, to have Yibum with this Yisrael. Or you have a case where he's a Kohen, and a Bas Yisrael, the Yavam is a Kohen, and a Bas Yisrael is Zukuka to Yibum to him. Veha Erisin, a case where you have where Erisin Kiddushin took place, but not Nisuin just yet. Veha Cheresh, a woman who married a Cheresh, she's a Cheresh, a deaf mute, so the Kiddushin is only Midivrei Sofim, only Durabanon, and Minatora, the Kiddushin is not effective. Uven Teisha Shanim V'yom Echad, and someone who is a boy, who is 9 years and 1 day. So his bia, so bia, is we considered having relations does take some type of effect, but he's not bar mitzvah, so therefore other things making kinyanim obviously are not effective. All of these people, as we said, are postlin, will disqualify a bas kohen from continuing to eat truma in our father's house, but v'lo ma'achilin, by virtue of them being a kohen, will not allow them, the bas Yisrael, to eat truma. So let's go through each one of them. Take the first case of Ubar. So we remember from the previous Mishnah. Well, a Bas Kohen marries a Yisrael, let's say, and that Yisrael passes away. Now she's pregnant. So if she were not pregnant, she would go back to her father's house and continue eating Truma. Problem is, she's pregnant. So the Ubar passels her from eating Truma in her father's house, because the Pasuk says, Vayikra Chavbeis, Uvas Kohen ki sihya almana ugerusha. You have a Bas Kohen, and she's an almana or a grusha, becomes a widow or a divorce. Divorcee, v'zera ein la, it says in Parshas Emor, and she has no children. V'shava el beis aviha kin ureha, she goes back to her father's house kin ureha, like she was when she was a nara. Milechem aviha tochel, and she's able to eat from her father's truma. So what we learn is that, what do you mean kin ureha? The way she's a nara. So the Gemara darshins kin ureha. Prat l'me'uberes. That excludes l'me'uberes. So if you go back to your father's house, you can only go back and eat truma if you're a Bas Kohen, if you are kin ureha, the way you were when you were an ara, when you were younger, before you were married. But now, if you're pregnant already, you're not kin ureha, you can no longer eat truma, even though she hasn't given birth. And that's the case of Bas Kohen. What about Bas Yisrael marrying a Kohen, and that Kohen passes away, now she's pregnant. So the Mishnah here is teaching us the other way as well. The Ubar does not machil her b'truma. The fact that she's pregnant with a child and the father was a Kohen of this child, but the father passed away, so we learned in the previous Mishnah why this is. Because we said, yilud ma'achil, she'eno yilud, eno ma'achil. Remember the pasuk? V'lid beiso, heim yochalu b'lachmo. Only a child that's born can be ma'achil. By that child being a Kohen, even though the father passed away, can allow his mother, who is a Bas Yisrael, to eat truma, but not if he's not born yet. So now, that's the case of the Ubar. What about the case of the Yavam? So take a case where you have a Bas Kohen who was waiting to have Yibam by Yisrael. So the Yavam disqualifies her from eating Truma. Why? They're not married yet, and she's a Bas Kohen, because Vishava El Beis Aviha. It says only when she's going back to her father's house can this Bas Kohen continue to eat Truma. But this excludes a Shomeres Yavam. She's waiting for Yibam. So she's not someone who goes back to her father's house. And the other way, if it's a Bas Yisrael who is waiting to have Yibam performed by a Kohen, the Yavam cannot be Machil Bitruma. This is what we're saying. Postlin, in the case of a Bas Kohen, in the case of a Bas Yisrael who is waiting for a Kohen, in this case, the case of Yibam, the Yavam doesn't feed her Truma. Why? Because he have to be Kinyan Kasba, of a Kohen, Ki Kine Nefesh, Kinyan Kaspo who Yochalbo. Or Shomer's Yavam is not the Kinyan Kaspo of the Yavam. She's the Kinyan, she's the acquisition of the brother, the deceased brother, and therefore the Yavam doesn't feed her Truma. Then the Mishnah had said Erisin, Kiddushin. What does that mean? So if you have a Bas Kohen who has Kiddushin to Yisrael, they're not living together yet, there's no chuppah yet, she cannot eat Truma. Why? So she cannot eat Truma, a Bas Kohen married to Yisrael, because, after all, he is Konehar. He's Konehar, and therefore she's be Koneh by Yisrael, she can no longer eat Truma. On the other hand, a Bas Yisrael who's married to a Kohen, who's at Kiddushin with a Kohen, she also can't eat Truma. And we mentioned that previously, in the previous Mishnayos. Mina Torah, it's true, she is Kinyan Kaspo. She should be able to eat Truma if this Bas Yisrael has Kiddushin, even just Kiddushin, Erisin, with a Kohen. But, because it's a Kinyan Kaspo. The problem is, as we said, the two issues. Either the problem was she may feed some of the Truma during Kiddushin to her family, because she's still living with her family. Or maybe Simpon, maybe the whole marriage will be nullified after Nisuin, and we'll found out that it was completely uprooted. She'd be eating in Truma and really not married, because he may find a mum later on. So therefore, Midoraisa, although she can eat Truma, a Bas Yisrael who's been acquired through Kiddushin to a Kohen still cannot eat Truma. And then, so we dealt with Ubar, we dealt with Yavam and Erisin. Now we're up to Cheresh. What's the case of Cheresh? You have a Bas Kohen who marries a Cheresh. Now she can't eat Truma. Why can't she eat Truma? I thought they're not married, Midoraisa. So the answer is because Midoraban and they are married. And the other way, obviously, if a Bas Yisrael is now married to a Kohen Cheresh, she cannot eat Truma, because she has to be Kinyan Kaspo. A Cheresh is not a Bar Kinyan Minator. He can't make any acquisitions in Minator, because he's not a Ben Das. And then the case of Ben Tesha Shanim V'Yom Echad, the 9 years and one day old child. What's that? So you have a woman who had B.O. with a 9-year-old child, 9 years and one day, and they are usher to one another. Let's say he's a Nassin, a descendant from the Givonim, who have the status like of a Mamzerim. Or a Chalal, he's a Chalal, where he's 9 years and one day, and he's the son of a Grusha and a Kohen, let's say. He's a Chalal, or he's a Mamzer. So what happens is, if this child, who's puzzled to this woman, has bio with this woman, she becomes, with the Bas Kohen, she becomes puzzled menakuna, and she can't eat Truma. She becomes, because through that bio, since that his bio is considered a bio even at 9 and a day, she's considered a zona or a chalala. What if it's a Bas Yisrael who marries a 9-year-old and one day boy? So even though the bio is considered a bio, she can't eat Truma by virtue of him being a Kohen. Why? Because she's not his kinyan. He can't make a kinyan. And then the Mishnah continues with the following. Safek shehu ben teisha shanim yom echad, safek she'eino. Let's say you have a case where you're not sure if the child is 9 years in one day or not. So we go to Chumrah and we treat him like a 9-year-old in one day. And that would be true. What about that? We assume we have to be machmir based on that. We're not sure. Let's say you have a 13-year-old. 13-year-olds and one day, which is bar mitzvah. But the Mishnah says, safek hevi shtei sarah safek v'shtelo hevi. But we have a safek, he could be 13, but that's only a chazaka that a 13-year-old has two sarahs. It's really the signs of maturity are two sarahs. And here we have a safek whether he has two sarahs or not. The halacha is the same. He will pasul the eino machil. If it's Israel, let's say, and he was Mekadesh Abbas Kohen, so this person who is 13, but we're not sure if he has two saros, so even though he's a suffek, he has two saros, and his kiddushin may be a kiddushin, it's going to pasul her from eating truma. And remember, this is a person who is puzzled to her. So even though maybe he's not, doesn't have the status of being mature, nonetheless. So here we have a case, nonetheless, our case here, of where it's a case of Yisafek, if he has two syros. Oh no, not that there's any psul here. You have a regular case. He's Israel, and his Mekadesh Abbas Kohen. So here, but we're not sure. He's 13, but we're not sure if he has two Cyrus or not. So we have to be Machmir and assume that he does have two Cyrus, that he is a Yisrael, a Gadol, and therefore, since he's a Yisrael, although she's a Bas Kohen, oh, he passes off from meaning Truma. And the same thing the other way. If you have a Kohen and a Bas Yisrael, someone who's 13, a Kohen is 13, but you're not sure if he has two Cyrus, and he has Kiddushin with the Bas Yisrael, since there's a Suffolk, he has two Cyrus or not. So if he had two Cyrus, she would be able to eat Truma because he's a Kohen. But since we're not sure if he has two Cyrus, she's usher to eat Truma. Then the Mishnah says, Nafal Habayis, Olav Albas Ochiv. Here you have a case where the house collapsed and two people passed away. Who passed away? So number one, Olav, this person, and Bas Ochiv, and his brother's daughter, which was his wife. So the case is you have a man, he's married to two women. He's married to his niece, his brother's daughter, and a woman who's not related at all. And they had no children. And then unfortunately, he died. A house collapsed on him and his niece and his wife, killing them both. So here, the Mishnah says, "V'ein yadua eze meis rishon." We don't know who died first. Did the brother die or his wife die? Meaning, did the brother die or did his niece die first? And it matters. Why? Because there's a tzara involved. There is, his niece was one of his wives, but he had another wife who's living right now. And the question is there a mitzvah of yibum for the surviving brother to perform yibum? So we don't know if the husband died first or the niece or his wife, if the husband died first. So both of the wives now fall to the brother. This is if the husband, the man, died first. So now both wives fell to the brother for yibum at that very moment. And since one of the wives was this brother's daughter, because the guy was married to his niece, Shimon's married to his niece. So this is Reuven's daughter. So now she's an erva. So there, that would free both women from yibum. If the husband was the one who died first, so then and now both fell, an erva fell to Reuven, which was his daughter, which was the wife of this guy, which was this guy's niece, which is Shimon's niece, and the tzara would fall. So they're both free. Why? One is an erva, and the other one, as we know from the first mission of the Masechta, goes free because she is she's the co-wife of an erva. So now, what if the daughter? What if the following happened? So if the wife dies, if the wife died first, the niece died first, so then the co-wife was the only wife at the time that the husband actually died and where the house collapsed on him because he died afterwards. So she became a regular Yavama, no patur, she's not patur based on, there's no erva here, so she needs Yibam or Chalitza. So what do we do? What does the co-wife do when we're not sure who died first, whether there's real Yibam or she's patur from Yibam? Tzaratza choletzes, she requires Chalitza, but Hello, Miss Yabemis. Perek Zayin Mishnah Hey. Ha'ones v'hamefate v'hashote. Lo poslim v'lo ma'achilim. Here you have a case where the people do not pasul from eating truma, don't pasul a bas kohen from eating truma, but they do not have the ability as kohenim to be ma'achil b'truma. What's the case? So here you have a case, ones. What's your ones? You have a Yisrael, and a Yisrael either raped or seduced a bas kohen. So the halacha here is that he does not passel her from eating truma. She's a bas kohen. Just because they had relations one with the other, he seduced her, he raped her, she should not lose out on eating truma based on that. They're not married, and she's a bas kohen, so she can still eat truma from her father's house. And the other way, a kohen who raped or seduced a bas Yisrael, by virtue of him being a kohen and having relations with this woman, doesn't allow her to eat truma. She's not kinyan kaspo. He didn't marry her at all. So of course, she cannot eat truma when this kohen either seduced her or raped her. Obviously, she cannot eat truma based on him. And what's then the Mishnah says? So that's ones and mefate. The hashote. What's a shote? Here you have a shote, someone mentally deranged. A shote who's a Yisrael and marries a bas kohen. He doesn't pass law from eating truma. That marriage is meaningless. He has no das at all. It's not even a marriage midrabbanan. And if he was a kohen who was a shote who married a bas Yisrael, he obviously cannot be machil her b'truma because his kinyan is not a kinyan. So that's what it means that ones and mefata and shote, they don't passel, nor do their marriage as a kohen, if they're a kohen, allow her to eat truma. Vim einam ru'unya lavoi b'Yisrael, let's say this ma'anes, the man, or the mefata, the man, or the shote, who's the man, are not roy, you're not fit to come in kal Yisrael, like he's a mamzer, then yes, hare elu poslin. Then that bia with the bas kohen will passel her from kahuna, because she now becomes officially a zona, even though it may have been ones, doesn't matter, and she cannot eat truma. Ketzad. So the Mishnah gives you an example. Yisrael Shaval Bas Kohen. Yisrael, who was a Ma'an Eis or a Mefate when he was a Shote, a Bas Kohen, Tochal B'Truma. She can continue eating a truma. A single man living with a single woman does not make her into a Zona. Ibra. Lo torachal b'truma. And if, let's say she's pregnant, so she cannot eat truma. Why? She becomes pregnant from this man. I thought he told me that she's allowed to continue eating truma as a bas kohen, because this is meaningless if a shote has beer with her. Ah, that's true, but not if she becomes pregnant. She becomes pregnant from this Israel. The ubar, the fetus, can pass her from eating. Nechtach ha'ur b'be'me'er, if literally it was cut, meaning the ubar, she aborted the fetus, or the baby died, so the fetus died. Tochal, she's allowed to eat truma right away. Kohen Sheba al Bas Yisrael, if you have a case, once again, ones or mafata, case of rape or seduction, where it's a Kohen who has beer with a Bas Yisrael, or let's say in the case of where he's a Shote. So in this case, so the previous case as well, the previous case was Yisrael Sheba al Bas Kohen by ones and mafata, or when he was a Shote. And the same thing here, here's the case with Kohen Baal Bas Yisrael, with either he's a Shote or it's ones or mafata. Lo tochal b'truma. She does not become his kinyan, so she can't eat truma just because she's a kohen. Ibra lo tochal. If she becomes pregnant, though, the ubar is eino machil, so she cannot eat truma. Yolda tochal. If she gives birth, so then she can eat truma. She can eat birth. She gave birth from an ones or mefate, whether he was a kohen or a shote. Yeah, because the child, bottom line is a kohen. And that kohen can be machil his mother truma. Nimtza kochol shel bein gadol mishalav. You find here that the power of the son is greater than the power of the father. The father of this child, for the father raped this woman, and he's a kohen, he cannot, through that relation, those relations, allow it to eat truma, because it wasn't L'shem Kedushin and she is not his kinyan. Yet the child that's born from that bia can be ma'achil har b'truma. Then the Mishnah says, ha'eved. What about a case of an Eved? Ha'eved posel mishum biyah, ve'eno posel mishum zera. Says the Mishnah, a slave disqualifies through his biyah, but he does not disqualify as a zera, as a descendant. So the Mishnah is going to explain exactly what this means. But the background here is that if you have a case, a non-Jewish slave will disqualify a Bas Kohen from eating Truma by merely living with her. The Gemara on Daf Samach Tes learns this from the Psukim in Vayikra Chav Beis that say that a Kohen's daughter becomes disqualified from eating Truma if she lives with a man who she's not permitted to marry. A slave's marriage to a Jewish woman is not valid, so therefore that Bia is going to disqualify a Bas Kohen from eating Truma. So that's what it means. Eved Pasels Mishum Bia, but what does it mean, Eino Posel Mishum Zera? It means if a slave is the only descendant of a Bas Kohen who became an Almana from a real marriage with the Israel, so that slave doesn't disqualify from eating truma. The slave is not considered a descendant that will disqualify. Having beer with her, yes, but being her descendant, no. We obviously have to figure out, how is it possible that there is a slave from a Bas Kohen's family that's her descendant that will not passel her from eating truma? Ketzad, that's what Mishnah asks. How do you have a slave that descends from a Jewish woman? So Bas Yisrael, a Kohen, so here you have a case. A Bas Yisrael married to a Kohen, or a Bas Kohen Liyisrael, either way, so where she cannot eat Truma, V'yolda Hemenu Bein. And now, in either of those cases, the daughter of Yisrael married to a Kohen, or a Kohen's daughter to Yisrael, they have a regular son, legitimate son. V'halach HaBein, and this son went, V'nichbash al HaShifcha. He was literally pressed, forced himself on a Shifcha. So now, and this, she's a non-Jewish slave woman, and the Mishnah says, and what happened? V'yolda Hemenu Bein. And now they have a child. So with child from a shifcha, we know the child follows the mother's lineage, and therefore hareis the eved. So that child, since the mother's a shifcha, the child is going to be an eved. So now we have to go back to the previous generations. Ha'isa aim aviv bas Yisrael Kohen. So if this child, this eved, this father's mother was the daughter of a Yisrael married to a Kohen. It was the Bas Yisrael married to a Kohen, meaning the case where this child, this Eved, father, was the son of a non-Kohen woman who married to a Kohen. So the Mishnah here says, Lo tochal bitruma. So the non-Kohen woman is not permitted to eat truma. Why? Because her husband and son, in this case, both died. So that's what we're talking about. A woman is permitted to eat truma, we know, during her marriage to a Kohen and even after he dies, as long as the children are still alive. And she can eat truma even after the children die, as long as there's a grandchild survives. The problem here is that the woman's husband and son both died, both the Jewish people in the family, and the only descendant we have is the Evet. So the Mishnah here says, then lo tochal b'truma. The non-Kohen woman can eat truma because her husband and son both died, and the Evet is not considered her descendant. Therefore, she's considered a widow with no surviving descendants from Kohanim, and therefore she can't continue to eat truma. So that's what it means that zera eino posel mishum zera. The child has no significance here. He's not going to posel mishum zera. He's not going to cause her to eat either, though. So, and that's what the Mishnah means. Ha'isa eim aviv bas yisrael a kohen. If the mother of this person's father was a bas yisrael to a kohen, so she can't eat truma because this child. The only child remaining is his grandchild, who's an Evet. And Bas Kohen Li Yisrael Tochal B'Trumaha. In the case where the Evet's father's mother was a Kohen's daughter, a Bas Kohen who married a non-Kohen. So the daughter of a Kohen who married a man who was not a Kohen wasn't allowed to eat Truma while she was married to him. And that would be true even if their children or grandchildren are alive. But the only one who are alive, the husband died, and the son died, and the only one who's alive is an Eved. So that Eved doesn't have the status of Yisrael to ruin her ability to eat truma. Tochal b'truma. She's allowed, the Kohen's daughter's allowed to eat truma, because the Eved is not considered her descendant, not legally, and therefore, since she's a Bas Kohen, it's like she goes back to her father's house and could eat truma. Mamzer, the Mishnah then says, posel umachil. A mamzer passels, but also can cause, if he's a Kohen, the woman to eat truma. How so? So Mamzer is a descendant of a Kohen's, you have a Mamzer who descends from a Kohen's daughter who was widowed from Israel, who was a non-Kohen husband. So that child will disqualify from eating truma. Why? Because his father was a Israel. Although she's a Bas Kohen, the bottom line is you have a Mamzer. A Mamzer is a Jew, and a Mamzer is from Israel, and therefore apostles you from eating truma because you still, even though you're a Bas Kohen, because you don't go back to your father's house because you have a Mamzer there from a Yisrael. Umachil. Oh, if the mom is their descendant of a non-Kohen's daughter, Bas Kohen, widowed by a Kohen, that momzer will allow her to eat truma. Ketzad, so as Mishnah explains, Bas Yisrael a Kohen. A Bas Yisrael married a Kohen. Ubas Kohen Yisrael in either way. V'yoldahim and Ubas, and they have a daughter. So v'holcha habas. And now the daughter went and married an Eved or a non-Jew, and now the daughter had from the slave a child from this slave or from this non-Jew. Harezem mamzer. The child of a slave or a non-Jewish father and a Jewish mother is a mamzer and is forbidden to marry into the Kal Yisrael. We'll learn that in the eighth parak. Others disagree with this, who hold that such a child is completely legitimate. She is a Jewish woman and is permitted to marry into the Kal, which is what the halacha is. But obviously, our mission is not following that halacha. So, therefore, we're saying that this child is a mamzer. And now, if we go back generations, if Haisa Eim Imo Bas Yisrael a Kohen, if the mother's mother, this mother's mother was a Bas Kohen, was a Bas Yisrael, rather, married to a Kohen. If the Mamzer's child, grandmother, maternal grandmother, was the daughter of a non-Kohen, married to a Kohen, so she's allowed to eat truma during the lifetime of her husband, or the lifetime of these descendants. Why? Because the descendants have the status of Kohanim, because she was married to a Kohen. And therefore, Tocha B'Truma, the grandmother is able to eat Truma even the death of her husband and daughter. Why? Because the sole descendant may be a Mamzer, but he has the status of Kohuna in this regard. So that's what it means, Tocha B'Truma. And Bas Kohen Li Yisrael, Lo Tocha B'Truma. But the other way, meaning if the Mamzer's mother's mother was a Bas Kohen married to a non-Kohen married to Yisrael, let's say, so then, and disqualified from eating Truma, then she's still disqualified from eating Truma. She can't eat Truma even after the death of her husband and daughter. Since the descendant that survives is a Mamzer grandchild and he is a Yisrael, so that will disqualify from eating Truma.